Hey, AfterBuzzers, and we are back covering Outkast Season 2, Episode 10, To the Sea, the Season 2 finale. So sad, but we have lots to talk about, like Reverend going off his rocker, already more so than he is. Kyle and his dad bring up some much-needed baggage that they needed to talk out, and the not-so-great merge happened or did it not happen? More of that, stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, lots to talk about. Ooh,
lots
very
of suspense.
Suspenseful.
Lots of suspense.
Lots has happened. Hey guys, I'm your host, Katie Wolski here, and to my left is my awesome co-host.
Hey you guys, Miss Ashley Marie.
And we are diving into... Whew, a lot has happened.
Yes.
Reverend went off his rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He and his church members go a little cray-cray this episode. Kyle and his dad bring up lots of baggage that I think they definitely needed to talk about. And the great merge, did it happen? Did it not happen? I feel like we left with a little confusion there at the end. So overall thoughts, Ashley, what did you think of the season finale?
It was a lot going on in the season finale. So much that we need to talk about. I don't know if we'll have enough time, but we got to hit everything. But it's so much suspense and drama and confusion and... Plot twist, really.
Yeah.
That kind of threw me for a loop. So I can't wait to hear what you have to say and what our viewers have to say about it.
All right. So let's dive right in. Reverend and his churchgoers, They went a little
cray cray.
Yeah, they did.
Yes.
We see Reverend going back to the church and just ripping out the Bible pages and throwing it on the ground, basically saying this is kind of a load of crap, but yet he still has faith, just I think it's obviously a little different now. What do you think?
So I thought it was interesting how he mentioned and admitted to the congregation that he was afraid. He was obviously afraid because of the overwhelming presence of evil that's going on right now in Rome. And I thought that was very big of him to actually admit it. What I thought was interesting, and we've seen Reverend Anderson be the opposite of what we would typically see a reverend be, right?
Behave
in
not
a way.
Not your traditional reverend.
He's not your traditional reverend at all. So we've seen him act, you know, in that way all season. But this took it to another level. Him ripping out the pages of the Bible, him basically outwardly showing that he's lost his faith or that his faith has
shifted
a bit. And, what I thought was interesting is that he was still able to spin his words to offer encouragement to the congregation, but the encouragement was for them to depend on themselves and act in effort to change things in Rome versus having faith in God, which is obviously strange for Reverend.
Right.
But is it really strange for Reverend Anderson? Because we've seen him cut up all season.
Right, yeah. I feel like nothing is beyond what he'll do or the things that, I feel like are very out of character.
Yes.
But I wanted to talk back to you a little bit about when he was ripping up those pages. We saw some people leaving the church, maybe not really agreeing with what he was saying. Would you have stayed or would you have walked out?
I probably would have stayed just to see where he was going with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did think that it was very disrespectful.
Right.
Like, you know, it's taking it a bit too far, in my opinion. Like, okay, I get you're trying to add some shock value here, but... I think he took it a little bit too far with ripping the pages out the Bible and, like, throwing them on the ground.
Very extreme.
And the profanity he was using in the pulpit. And some people get very, you know, offended by that. That's not okay. And I guess I'm not the most conservative person, but I would probably be pretty offended by it, too. And just think of, like, the older church members. They probably were... really
like
thrown off. Yeah, that's very shocking for an elder member of the church. So, Reverend Anderson, I don't know what's going on with you, but hopefully we'll see you in season three.
He needs to beat the evil.
Yeah.
That's all he's thinking about right now. And going off that, we see him sort of get Chief Giles on the same page as him with his churchgoers, and they round up a bunch of, they believe, who are possessed town people. And they bring him to the police station and basically kind of kidnap them and hold them. And I don't know. Do you think he's going to kill them all? Or
I don't know that he'll kill them. Well, I don't know. He might. He's turned into a killer this season.
Right.
So he might. That's actually a really good, a really great point that you bring up. He actually might kill them. I wouldn't be shocked.
I think,
but there might be benefit in him keeping them. Maybe he can transform them and depossess them or make them, right, you know, good people and bring them over to his side. So hopefully season three reveals that to us, but obviously it wasn't revealed in season two.
I think it's just crazy. I think it seems a little bit wrong. You know, because as we've seen, some of these possessed people aren't always bad people. Mm-hmm. Like, they might sometimes do bad things. But as we saw with Megan and everything and Allison being possessed, that, I don't know, like, they still have families, they still have lives that they could potentially get back to.
Yeah, they're human beings at the end of the day, but they are quite evil when they're possessed.
That's true.
So the question is, really, can we depossess them? Can we get them back to the good side?
Right. Yeah, so we'll see. It's something we're going to have to find out next season. But now we are going to take a break from this great conversation on our season finale, because Ashley has some things to say on behalf of AfterBuzz.
Yes. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, definitely go check out the other shows. Subscribe, comment. Just because this show's coming to an end doesn't mean you can't find another great show to watch on AfterBuzz.
A bunch.
Plenty. Plenty.
Take your pick.
All right. But we know we're going to get back into the conversation now and switch gears a little bit to talk about Kyle and his dad, Simon.
Yes.
As we saw, he recently came back this season.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot to talk about.
Yeah. So, Kyle was expressing his anger about his father not being around, rightfully so.
He felt abandoned.
Yeah, and it seemed like that was like a very cathartic moment for him. He needed to let all of those emotions out. He needed it to be known what he experienced and, you know, the pain that he was feeling. But I thought it was kind of interesting. Although his dad was listening, he seemed to be quite uninterested in what he was saying, probably because he was focused on his own agenda.
Yeah, of, you know, stopping the merge, obviously. But something that touched on me a little bit was when Simon said he thought they would be better off, Kyle and his mother, Sarah, without Simon in the picture, since he was like, oh, I think, you know, all these demons would just maybe surpass you and not even bother you and notice that maybe you're a beacon.
Yes.
But as we've seen, that did not happen.
No, and that doesn't happen. I don't even know why.
And so I think that's just a little disappointing. Simon could have had a great life with his kid and his granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And now he's the leader of a cult for the lighthouse. And we kind of see him talk about also how he ended the first attempt at the Great Merge a couple years ago with Helen, who, we've heard quite a bit about Helen, have yet to really see her, or even if she is still alive.
Right.
We're a little unsure about that part. Yeah, but I think it's crazy to find out that he ended the first merge.
Yeah.
And so now he's back here to end the second merge attempt.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting, too, how we saw that Kyle's dad kind of showed him how to use some of his powers.
Right.
So that was neat how he was, you know, playing that fatherly role. Like, this is how you handle this level of, you know, your level of gift that you have. Like, you and Amber both have.
Lots of potential that they haven't even tapped into, really.
Yeah, they didn't know that they had certain powers. So I thought that was really neat and pretty cool for a dad to take the time to do that. So.
Right, help him out.
So it's a little bit different than teaching them how to play baseball.
Not your casual son and dad activities. but going off that, he goes to the Great Merge. Obviously, we see all the beacons gather in the forest, and a storm comes, and the light, like this light shines out with the demons trying to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And something that really shocked me was when they had to all cut their throats to...
That was insane. And the blood
was... merge.
And the blood was going up to the sky.
Right.
Going up to the heavens, which was bizarre. And I didn't quite grasp why that was happening.
Not at first,
right. But, they all had to cut their throats. And I thought it was interesting how Kyle's dad convinced him that he needed to make the ultimate sacrifice and kill himself. He was almost like a savior. So, and what was so interesting also is that Kyle was game. He was going to do it. He's like, whatever it takes. And I'm thinking in that moment, Kyle.
You're crazy.
You're nuts. And why didn't you just leave Rome? You could have just been out of this whole situation. And it broke my heart hearing his daughter Amber like screaming like, Dad,
was so hard. I know.
And then it instantly changed to Amber now being the potential savior and the dad wanting to sacrifice her. And I thought that was so crazy. I'm thinking to myself, why don't you sacrifice yourself?
Right.
You have powers too.
Yeah. Well, Simon said he needed all three of them to sacrifice themselves.
Oh, yes. He did say that. Yes.
So, you know, I think Kyle was game because, you know, as we've seen him time and time again, mm-hmm. wants to be the hero, wants to save everyone. He thinks he can do it. No one else's help. But then once, he did bring up Amber, he was like, no, like not happening. You're not taking my daughter.
But even though even though he said that it would take all three of them, I wasn't 100% sure that he was being honest. Because obviously he was going to take out Kyle first and then Amber. So how do we know that he was actually going to take himself out?
Right.
So that's why I said, why don't you just take yourself out first? Like, okay, this is what we have to do. Or how about we all do it together?
Right. Exactly. That was a little fishy.
I
didn't really catch up on that. But now that you're bringing it up, my head's turning a little. I'm like, was he going to kill himself?
Yeah.
Did you guys think that maybe Simon was going to kill himself? Let us know in the comments below.
Yes.
Because now I'm like curious.
Yeah, it could have been in like a 1-2-3 slit. Everybody does it at the same time,
right? 1-2-3. We don't even care about talking about death anymore. Like it's just so natural for us now.
It is.
This show has turned us into.
We're desensitized.
Yeah, we have been. but as we see, Amber shoves Kyle over, and so then. The merge did not happen.
Or we thought it happened up until it was revealed that it wasn't.
Right.
Like, well, is this the merge? No, it's not the merge. Well, what is the merge?
Right. What is happening then? Like, I'm more confused than ever.
Right. So, again, hopefully we see in season 3. And maybe it was the merge and he was lying. I feel like in that moment, I lost a lot of trust for Simon's dad. Something was not sitting right with me, with him.
For Simon? Yeah.
Simon.
It definitely made me a little weary about him now. And we kind of see also the demons shot out and hit the church members that also showed up there to help fight off the evil. As we saw Giles and Reverend show up there at the very end, saving Kyle.
Yeah. Chief Giles always comes through. He always comes through to save the day. And him and Kyle, I love their friendship. Like, they're like besties.
They are. They would do anything for each other, I feel like.
He came through with the shotgun, like, clank.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But we see like the people get hit with the demons. And I don't know if you saw this, but I saw Allison get hit with one. And so.
Did you?
I don't know.
I think I missed that. She's going to
be possessed in the next season.
Did you guys see that?
Oh, let us know in the comments below if you saw it. Because it happened very, very quickly. It was just like a book. Like, and you see her like. Jump back, and it at first I actually rewinded it and watched it again because I wasn't sure if it did like one of the little black balls hit her, but it definitely did. So she might be possessed there next season. Maybe we have to see them deal with that. She'll be possessed again. That'll be the second time.
Here's a silver lining. She's so close to Kyle and Amber. It's like, okay, they can get to her immediately, you know.
You're right. So hopefully he will depossess her real quick.
Yeah.
Just get rid of that.
Like, we're not going to play that.
Right. Not today. All right. And now we are going to go into our new special segment called Shocking Revelations, where we are going to be talking about other major points in the plot points in the episode that we think are very, we definitely need to hit them.
Yes.
So...
So, you want me to start?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so I thought it was so interesting how Dr. Park is answering to some random woman that lives in this big fancy home.
The mystery brunette.
Yeah, so he's taking orders from her. She's calling out orders and he knows he has to take it. And I thought it was so interesting to see him in that position because we've seen him in a power position all season.
All season, yeah.
He was calling shots as a doctor. He was calling shots with Sydney. So
he killed the board.
So we've seen him in a powerful position all season and now he's not.
I know.
And now, I'm not mad at it. Oh. And a woman is telling him what to do.
Right.
Take that, Dr. Ooh. Park.
We also find out that Dr. Park now has to protect Kyle and Amber, which was Sydney's job for the longest time. How did we not figure that out?
I didn't know that.
Mind blown. Like, such a plot twist or what?
Mind blown.
Did you guys see that coming? Definitely let us know in the comments below if you... had any information or knew in the slightest that Sydney was actually trying to protect Kyle and Amber. Because I guess looking back, he doesn't really like try to hurt Kyle. I feel like it's Kyle always being like, you need to get away from me. You need to get away from me. Like,
and yeah,
him
but it's
sort
like-
of maybe initiating the fighting. And then Sydney was just kind of fighting back.
That's the point. That's a point.
I don't know.
Or maybe Sydney just wasn't doing his job very well.
That could also be true. He was torn between,
maybe he was feeling the pressure from Dr. Park to get Sydney and then the pressure from, you know, his boss. So, I don't know what that's about. What I did think was so crazy and it was pulling at my heartstrings was Chief Giles having to come to the point where he has to bury his wife. Rose.
Right.
And it's so crazy because the presence of evil in Rome is so strong right now that he doesn't even trust the mortician to give her a proper burial without thinking that he's a part of the other ones, right?
Right, yeah.
So he takes the burial into his own hands, like, I'll handle it. I'll take care of it. I'll bury my wife. I know what she would want. And I thought that was just a beautiful moment, but also a very sad moment. Like, geez, he can't even have a proper burial for his wife.
We need justice for Chief Giles.
We need justice
Hashtag
in Rome.
Hashtag justice in Rome. We just need a lot of justice.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. That was very sad. And to think that I feel like he's still... sort of blames himself a little for her suicide.
He does.
You know, thinking, why didn't I see it more? Mm-hmm. Like, I could have helped her more. Mm-hmm. That was very sad.
That was
to
sad.
See.
Yeah.
Also, Megan and her demon baby.
Yes. Jeez, you called that last season. Last episode.
I knew it was going to be a demon baby.
You already knew.
Knew it.
You did call that.
Demon babies are always scary and frightening, and no one needs a demon baby in their life. And so that's why I still still don't understand why she won't get rid of this demon baby.
Oh.
She believes it's not even a demon.
I was going to say, I think she's holding on to hope. She's hoping that it does not be, that's not the reality.
Right.
But it looks like it is.
But, I mean, if Dr. Park is trying to save you and monitor you, don't you think you there's a really good chance that you got a demon baby on your hands?
Yeah.
And so, as I said before, I think she needs to get rid of it. C-section that thing. Get it out of there.
Get it out.
It needs to be out.
So I wonder with her carrying the demon baby, is it going to like repossess her?
You know, I don't know. But I do remember Dr. Park saying that no one has ever carried a baby that has been possessed before to full term.
Oh, okay.
So we're not even sure how it would happen. Mm-hmm. I guess it's still a little bit of a mystery, mm-hmm. but it kind of seems like maybe she's the special case.
Yes.
In to carry it to full term.
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't know. Maybe in season 3 we'll have a demon baby on our hands. Hopefully not. Hopefully Megan gets some sense in her brain and gets rid of this baby.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't seem like it. When she was being held by Blake, we saw her talking about the baby, and basically she was like, I will help you get Amber and we can just hold off on stopping the merge,
yes.
and that way I can keep my baby safe. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, I think she's just got mother syndrome going on right now,
and yeah.
she wants to protect her unborn child.
Naturally, even though it's evil.
Right, even though it is evil. It's so evil.
Yeah.
And then we also see Dakota mm-hmm. Finally realizing that Simon isn't who she thought he was mm-hmm. and wasn't the leader that
she thought
he was going to be. Yeah, so we see her kind of confront him. Mm-hmm. And then she goes and confronts the rest of the congregation out in the woods while they're, like, chopping trees for some reason.
Yeah.
Still don't really
understand.
They've
always been a real weird group of people. Like, I don't understand you guys, but okay.
Don't say much ever.
Right.
But
they just do random things like chop trees.
Right. We see her come to them and say, you know, Simon isn't who we thought he was. He's mm-hmm. lost his way. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys need to get behind me and we'll still, like, you know, like, wait out this apocalypse and everything. And we see no one cares. Everyone yeah. just kind of looks at her and they're like, whatever, and they just go back to chopping trees. Like,
yeah.
doesn't matter. So I thought that was a little strange because we've seen Dakota, like, be his number one the whole season, just really been, like, you know, like, the lighthouse. Like,
yeah.
this is, like, the best thing for everyone.
She's a big advocate for it, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so then we see her team up with Anderson, Reverend Anderson, and Chief Giles with that whole debacle of taking possessed townspeople and holding them captive. Also, can we talk how Dr. Park kills Blake?
So those things, when Dr. Park does that kind of stuff, it doesn't even bother me anymore. I'm not shocked. I figured out a long time ago, he's just evil.
He's just evil, and just another person he killed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I know, Blake was a crazy one, though.
Yeah.
He was definitely going a little psycho there
mm-hmm.
in the end, and I think he needed to be put down like a dog,
ooh,
so.
Like a dog. Okay. Alrighty. Yeah, like I said before, Dr. Park is not my favorite person. I think he's mm-hmm. quite the jerk. But I thought it was crazy how, like, he showed up at the house unexpectedly. Like, they weren't expecting that at all.
Right, yeah.
And, I mean, Blake was tearing up his house. So
he was ruining his research.
Yeah, so Blake,
Don't mess with Dr. Park's research. That's all, like, all he cares about.
It was kind of like bad and then worse. Like, Blake was bad and then Dr. Park is worse, so.
Pick your evil.
Yeah, pick your evil. That was that situation.
Yeah. And can we talk about the very end
mm-hmm.
where we see Mama Barnes wake up at the end? We've seen her be in this coma. She's been in a coma state for years upon years mm-hmm. now. And we see her kind of wake up at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to lead us right into predictions.
Yeah. So, whoa. I feel like you got some insight there, Katie.
I know.
What do you think is going to happen with Mama Barnes?
Oh, she's coming.
Uh-oh.
She's coming. I think she's going to...
In a good way or an evil way, would you say?
You know, I'm going to say... I think good. I think she is a good person. You know, Sarah Barnes is someone we still, I feel like, don't know much about as a character.
Okay.
Since she has been in this comatose state, guys. yeah, so we've seen her be in that for a while, and I think she's going to come and aid Kyle and Amber. I don't know. What about you?
Do you think she's one of the beacons?
No, I don't think she's a beacon. I think she's just a normal human being, but obviously she knows about all of this, so she might have some really good insight on how to end it, or...
I think you bring up a good point, because she's seen it two times, right? She's seen it with Kyle's dad, and now she's seeing it with her son and her grandchild, right? Mm-hmm. So she probably will have some insight, some third-party insight on how to handle the situation effectively. And she's not in it. She's an outsider looking in, so to speak. And sometimes that input is a lot more effective than you actually being in the situation, right?
Yeah.
So I think she'll definitely help them out a lot, if that actually happens.
Oh, yeah. Also, I think in season three, like I was talking about earlier, I think Allison's going to be possessed.
Ooh.
And I think that, you know, Kyle and Amber are going to have to deal with that. Hopefully they nip it in the bud, the butt, but you know, and also I think we're going to see at the very end, there was a lot of people who I think got possessed. So I think season three, it's a whole new fight again with, you know, just like a lot of townspeople being possessed with the demons and them having to depossess them or maybe lock them up in the police station like Reverend has all the others. I don't know. A little unsure.
So my prediction for season three.
Yeah, give me some of yours.
I think that Kyle's dad is going to teach him more about his powers. He's going to teach him and Amber more about how to use their powers, because they're going to need to attack the merge, so to speak, in a different way than what they've been doing this entire time. I think that whatever was happening with them all slitting their throats and the blood going up and people ascending and dropping and all of that, I think that they're now dealing with a new level of possess. And it's now going to call for Kyle and his daughter to use their powers in a different way. So I think that Kyle's dad will be a key player in season three in showing them how to tap into these powers that haven't been used, that they'll probably need.
Yeah. I love that prediction. I definitely could see that happening for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, is that all our predictions? You got any more?
I don't have any more. That's my big prediction.
We have just one more prediction, if there will even be a season three. There is still no word on if Cinemax has picked it up or canceled it. So we are hoping for it to be for another season. You know, we need to find out these answers.
We need to know
about Megan's demon baby and what happens with that. We need to... see, I feel like Kyle, his mom, his dad, they're all going to be awake and together for the first time.
It'll be a big, happy family.
Big family reunion happening. So I feel like we need to really see that. And, of course, the great merge.
Yes.
We still have yet to see that happen. And so, you know, I think there definitely needs to be a season three.
Agreed.
And I think all you guys need to, you know, email, comment, make sure, you know, go out and comment on Outcast, you know, try and get as much buzz as possible so we can have a season 3.
Yes.
But for now, I wanted to thank you guys so much for sticking with us all the way through season 2. It has been very crazy.
Yes. It's been a wild ride, you guys.
Wild ride. Wild ride. Overall thoughts real quick of just season 2. I mean, what did you think?
I mean, it's been a great season. A lot of plot twists and turns and shocking moments. So I'm sure we'll see more of that in season 3.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to chat with me about what you guys thought about season 2, and hopefully we will be talking about season 3. You guys can follow me on social media at @KatieWolski_, and Ashley, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie. That's MIZZ Ashley Marie.
All right, and thank you guys so much for watching, and hopefully there will be a season 3 where we can chat a little bit more about
it. Yes.
Have a good night.
Good night, you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.